Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perikei Mishnah Tes is going to discuss wheat that had been milled. So milling is when the grain is taken to a miller who grinds it and turns it into flour. And over the course of the Mishnah is going to discuss two possible things that could happen that are out of the ordinary. One case is what the Mishnah says, tachanan upachasu, that you ground it and it decreased in volume. And the other case is tachanan vehosiru. You ground it and it increased in volume. Now, it's difficult to say that the Mishnah is talking about an absolute decrease or increase in volume, it's because it's not possible for ground wheat to have greater volume than unground wheat. It's not, you can't get bigger when you're actually grinding it down. So it's not completely clear how that could be understood. So I think it's more likely that when we talk about pichasu, it means that the volume was less than was expected. You know, when you take wheat to the miller, you have a certain expectation of how much flour you're going to get back, especially if it's not the first time you're doing it. You have an expectation of how much flour is going to end up from the amount of wheat you brought in. But if the wheat is of a particularly low quality, then you're going to get back less flour because lower quality wheat produces less flour. Similarly, if you have particularly high quality wheat, then you are going to get back more flour than you expected because there's a typical amount of flour that comes from wheat, but if it's good wheat, it produces more flour. And therefore, you're going to get a greater volume than was expected. So with that introduction, let's actually turn to the Mishnah. Se'ah truma shenafel lemea, starting off the same, we have one se'ah of truma that fell into 100 se'in of chulin, so it should be ole. However, utechanan, you took it to the miller and you ground it before you did anything to it. Perhaps you didn't even know about it yet, right? Like Rabbi Shimon had said, in which case everybody agreed that it isn't ole yet. Upachasu, so you ground it, but you got less wheat than you expected. And so the volume has decreased. So what's the concern? Why are we raising this issue? The concern is, what if the rate of decrease of the chulin was less than the rate of decrease of the truma, right? If the chulin produced more less than the truma produced less, then that would mean that the ratio of 100 to 1 that you had before no longer exists, right? Because the 100 has gotten smaller at a greater rate than the 1 got smaller. So our Mishnah says you don't have to worry about that. It is reasonable to assume, in the lack of any indications to the contrary, it is reasonable to assume that the truma and the chulin were of approximately the same quality, and therefore they would produce approximately the same ratio of grain, and it's therefore safe to assume that the ratio that you had on the way into the miller is the same ratio that you have on the way out of the miller, and therefore, umutar, since you had 100 to 1 as the ratio before you started the grinding, it is reasonable to assume that you still have the ratio of 100 to 1 after the grinding, even though the volume was less than expected. The second case in the Mishnah is kind of the inverse. Se'at truma shenafel l'pachas rimea. You have one se'at truma that fell into less than 100 se'in of chulin. So this would not be ola. This would be midamea, right? Except that, again, you may not even know about it yet, and you took it to the miller. Utechanan vehosiru. Apparently, this is really good wheat. So you took it to the miller, and you got back more than you expected. So here, this time, our concern is the inverse, right? Perhaps we should worry that the chulin increased, right, at a was higher quality and produced more than expected wheat, flour, at a greater rate than the truma. And if that's the case, then what used to be less than 100 to 1 is now 100 to 1 because the chulin increased at a greater rate. So our Mishnah says you don't have to worry about that. Kishem shehosiru hachulin, kach hosiru hachuma v'asur. Just like the chulin is a greater volume than expected. At the same rate, you should assume that the truma is a greater rate than a greater amount than expected, and therefore it is reasonable to assume, right, in lack of any reasonable indicators to the contrary, it is reasonable to assume that they increased, so to speak, at the same rate, and therefore the ratio that existed before, which was less than 100 to 1, 99 to 1, 98 to 1, 60 to 1, is the same ratio that still exists, and therefore, just as it was midamea before, it is still midamea. However, that is in the absence of any indication to the contrary. However, if it is known going in that the wheat, that the chulin wheat was a much better quality than the truma wheat, right? Because it's 100, it's close to 100-to-1 ratio, means that even though you know that the wheat grains, wheat kernels are differentiable from one another, sort of, but there's no way for you to sort through 100 sin of wheat looking for the grains of lower quality wheat truma. So if you know, however, that the chulin is a higher quality, then mutter. Then it is reasonable to assume that the chulin, which is a higher quality wheat, will produce a greater extraction rate, right? You'll get more flour out of the chulin wheat than you will out of the truma wheat. And since you will get more flour out of the chulin wheat, then it is reasonable to assume that what used to be a 99-to-1 ratio is now 100-to-1 ratio, and therefore, even though it wasn't ola before, it is ola now. The third case in the Mishnah is se'ah truma shenafla pachos mimea. Again, we have one se'ah truma that fell into less than 100 se'in of chulin. So it is not ola. V'achar kach naflu sham chulin. And then more chulin falls in. So we had, let's say, 99 se'in of chulin, into which fell one se'ah of truma, and now two more se'in of chulin fall in. So now it's, right now, if I look at it right now, it's 100-to-1. But if I look at it when the truma fell in, it was only 99-to-1. So the Mishnah says, im shogeg mutter. If it was an accident, right, it fell in by accident, just like the truma fell in by accident, then it's fine. Then it's mutter because it's all an accident. And the bottom line is right now, you have 101-to-1. You have greater than 100-to-1 ratio, and therefore, it's ola, right? The truma is ola. You take one out and give it to the Kohen, and shalom Yisrael, all done. However, v'imezid, if you did it on purpose, osur. If you did it on purpose, it's midamea, right? It's midamea because, as we have mentioned previously, earlier in the Masechet, this is a knas, right? It is a fine instituted by the Chachamim, because you did something that you weren't supposed to do. We have a rule, ein mevatlin iser lekatchila. You are, the whole idea of bittul is only b'dieved. If you're stuck and something happened, so then you figure out, oh, well, is it bittul? But to go ahead and deliberately set up a circumstance under which iser, in our case truma, would be bittul, that is forbidden. And therefore, the Chachamim punish you by instituting a knas and saying, no, it's all miduma and you can't use this grain.